Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pneumaticos. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled Sexual Sin is Sinning Against One's Own Body and One's Organic Union with Jesus. I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any foods for the belly and the belly stomach for food. But God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, who will also raise up us by his own power. Know you not that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know you not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, he saith, shall be one flesh, achad, which speaks a compound root. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. But he, verse 17, that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Verse 18, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth or a woman doeth is without the body or outside of the body. He that committeth fornication sins against his own body. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Sexual sin or sexual sin is sinning against one's own body. Body, this body that we have, is our temple. Therefore, we are to take care of this body. We are stewards of our body. Therefore, we are to see to it that they are well taken care of, and that we do not seek to pollute our person. And we do not pollute our body, which belongs to God. The Bible tells us in no certain terms that he who sins with the body sins against himself, sins against herself. Now, the Bible warns us about this behavior because we need to understand that primarily and foremost, we belong to God. And I'm speaking to individuals who have maybe given themselves over to sexual behavior, and that is really creating havoc with your conscience, then you need to stop. You need to stop that relationship. And you need to think God about it. It is confessed according to 1 John 1:9. And you also need to forgive yourself and move on. Repent, of course. You change your mind about what has been going on, and you walk away from it alone. You don't need to go down that road. You don't have to go down that road. If you have gone down that road, now you know the other side of the guilt, remorse, regret, shame. And what that shame has done to your sense of law. That's our sin. Because he, according to 1 John 1:9, faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all righteousness. Because sin won't. Don't be the sin. Don't let others who do not have the best interest talk you in sexual compromise. I'm talking to men, and I'm talking to people. Don't be led into or down the path of fornication or idolatry. You belong to Christ. You belong to Him. And frankly, it bothers me that the church has backed off in stating who we are and whose we are with regard to this, this doctrine. This is part of Christology, that we belong to Christ, our bodies belong to Him, and so therefore our bodies are sacred space. And our bodies are sacred place. God is holy. And so therefore, we must keep our bodies holy. The book of Leviticus has much to say about physical hygiene and about taking care of ourselves in such a way as not to produce mental pollution, using lesson terms, and physical pollution into our lives. This is a way of homeostasis. This is a way of truthfulness. This is a way of walking with God in an appropriate, God-honoring manner. Now, I know that one may not hear godliness a lot these days, but Paul wrote that godliness is profitable in all things. Don't let your emotions, that is, lead you down the path with regret. Don't let anyone lead you down the path where you are being easy to give up what God has sown in your life, even through flirtatious behavior, language, as to be where a breach might be made into your life. People use emotional battering rams at times. People use siege works. And I'm using the imagery from the ancient Old Testament. and the way that that cities were taken, and therefore that would be a splendor, if not then more pressure would come from the aggressive force. And this isn't aggressive action against your spiritual life. You must understand that. Now, there are those who know that this is real, yet they will not stand up for themselves. They're afraid to speak up. They don't want to hurt anyone. So they are willing to take on that pain, and that suffering of being abused, of being emotionally attacked, because they don't want these things as a new person, or mean-spirited, or ego. And so they take on this poison to you, they must be very careful about your sexual identity in this world. And you must learn to have a voice about your sexual life, your spiritual life. You must learn to just let others know that you know you belong to God. And you want that union to be real. You don't want to feel that you have somehow compromised that union in Christ. God will bring you something. And you must find an individual. Let me say that God will bring you to your life so that there will be, if you are an individual who must have a relationship, a sexual relationship, as a believing one, the Bible says, one must marry, not burn, must burn with passion, burn with fire, so that need, that very real need, taken care of through marriage. This is God's way. This is God's will. And is honoring both your body to your body, your spirit, your spiritual life. Believe me, there are many persons over the years whom I have heard voice a lot of regret for actions that they have performed against their own person. Wish they did not have these things in the past. And because these things now are playing havoc with memory, and it makes it difficult to have relationships or a in the presence of a spouse who is in difficult love. You don't want a lot of history with many different people. You want an appropriate relationship with God. You want an appropriate sexual relationship within biblical understanding of marriage and what it is for. What not the body, and you don't want to pollute the body, and you don't want to compromise your organic needs with the person